Hello, guys and gals, me Mudahar, and it seems like it might actually be over. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, the Epstein entire disclosure has come to a screeching halt. Why, ladies and gentlemen? Well, I guess it's because the government says that they have released all those files under the act. Now, I don't know what's going on with the U.S. government, but it almost seems like they think we're brain dead. We don't have the ability to fact check ourselves. But yeah, for anybody that doesn't know, there's been about 6 million documents, over 6 million actually. And if you go to the actual transparencyjustice.gov.epstein, you age gate yourself. Again, once I remind you, you have to be 18 and above to watch these files, to read them. But you have to be under 18 to be the victims of the people mentioned in these files, all right? Some of those individuals, possibly in the government. But for instance, if you type in words like cannibal, right? For whatever instance, let's say you want to go down into it, you can see that every single one of these files has an EFTA number. Now, based on the number convention, so to speak, we should probably be getting a little bit more than 3.5 million files. We have not. So, yeah, I guess you could say that things are pretty bad. Now, obviously, the Attorney General, Pam Bondi, the stupid fuck that she is, decided to release a whole bunch of these names, I guess, in association. For instance, names like Leon Black, who you might know connected to, conspiracies here like Life Touch. Well, I'll touch upon all these in a little bit. But you also got, George Clooney, Bill Clinton. You've got Pam herself mentioned in these. Individuals like Jayapal Pramila. You've got, Epstein being mentioned, obviously. This is a list of names that have been related, whether they've been very, naughty individuals or people that have been mentioned simply because they were connected in some way, shape, or form. So clearly, ladies and gentlemen, this is a list that was released to, I would say, muddy the waters. To give you a real idea, we haven't gotten all the files. The government has basically said they're not going to be releasing anything more. And how do we know this? Well, this is an entire letter, I guess, that was given to us. So this letter, dated February 14, 2026, basically just announces all of these names. That's where I pulled it all from. And inside this letter, basically the government is straight up lying to you and telling you that underneath the Epstein Files Transparency Act, they have actually released all of the actual stuff here. The department has released all records, documents, communications, and investigative material in possession of the department that relate to any of the 9 different categories. So here they've got all the 9 categories listed. The only category of records withheld were those records where permitted withholdings under Section 2C and privileged materials were not segregable from material responsive to the Section 2A. So remember, there were some limitations, right? Obviously, they weren't going to be releasing actual CSAM. Nobody expected the government to be doing that. That made total sense. Nobody wanted them to leak the information of victims, yet they did so throughout the entire fucking process, by the way. And obviously, when it comes to things like national security, which I guess must be most of the fucking government and most of the connected people, because there are so many redactions that I think it's stupid for you to think that all the files have not been released, okay? No records were withheld or redacted on the basis of embarrassment, reputational harm, or political sensitivity, including to any government official. What about the fucking co-conspirators? What about the people who literally were in email threads, who wanted to, look at things like torture videos? What about all those individuals whose names were conveniently blanked? I mean, I guess if I was fucking mentally brain dead, I guess if I was fucking so brain damaged, that I was dropped on the head every single minute of my childhood, I would probably maybe halfway believe the stupid bullshit letter. It does infuriate me, because what basically is being said over here is, we don't care if you're a victim. We don't care if you're somebody that wants to seek actual justice. We, the Department of Justice, by extension, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, basically any fucking cop in the country that is that high up, is complicit in letting a human trafficking scheme persist to this very day. And the reason I say persist to this very day is, even though Jeffrey is pushing up daisies and roasting in fucking hell, God bless, there are still people connected in a circle that are getting away with the fruits of that disgusting fucking labor. That is the issue, right? I think after today, I think honestly for the last few weeks, the United States has lost the international moral high ground in trying to be the justice epicenter of the world. Because if you're willing to let one of the largest cases of human trafficking in modern history basically go away without so much as slapping the wrists of the people that have been complicit in this, no matter how high they are, that just shows to me that the US, the current US federal government is totally fucking okay with this. And no matter what side of the aisle you are, whether you're a, you know, Trump fucking cultist or the most insane leftist person that I've seen, no matter how, no matter who you are in the world, okay, this has rippling, lasting, damaging effects for the, I guess you could say, reputation of the United States going forward, okay? People will be talking about this in the 2030s. They'll be talking about this in the 2040s. Hell, they'll be talking about this probably long after then as one of the most dark stains in the United States that you could ever fucking imagine. The only reason, honestly, I want to make this kind of video is because it does serve as some level of closure after the disgusting letter that I've read from the attorney fucking general who, in a normal circle, should probably be tried, should probably be jailed for her complicity in this disgusting, disgusting process that has happened and still happens to this day. Now, of course, obviously, there have actually been real hard-hitting things that have happened because of Epstein, for anybody that hasn't noticed. Good things, by the way, where, of course, if you live in places like France, right? France is actually putting together a team of prosecutors, from what I've heard, and they're actually analyzing these files, and they're going to be chasing justice in their waters, okay? For instance, if you were in Norway, a former prime minister was charged, yes, charged, with aggravated corruption. So yeah, because names were being tied, there are some countries and some Department of Justices around the world that have some level of actual self-respect. Because, like I always said through this whole process, okay? If the system is so broken that you have to protect people that are praying after children, men, women, the most vulnerable people in our societies at times, like especially children. The whole system deserves to fucking burn. We all deserve to have a crashed economy if we have let this happen, okay? That's just the reality of the situation, okay? But anyways, let's go into some of the little bit of misinformation. I've noticed that throughout this entire process, there's been this concerted effort in the last maybe 2-3 weeks as I've been covering this of, I don't want to say like bots on the internet, but there have been so many outlandish things that have said. For instance, let me get this straight. We found out with the release of these files that the elite class consists of satanic cannibals that are consuming our children in satanic rituals. I've seen so many nano banana AI generated images of people eating corpses, or like, you know, there's just dead corpses, you know, inside these rich people parties that, again, may I remind you, you don't need to make the situation look worse than it actually is. I've seen this file, for instance, where, again, there were two images attached. Obviously, we don't have anything mentioned, but one of the things that was mentioned over here was a victim. Was a victim interview where they mentioned things like, you know, a lot of these individuals participating in ritualistic sacrifice in which feet were cut with a scimitar and left no scarring on the yacht. They witnessed, I guess, children being dismembered and eaten. And of course, I guess some of the people participating in this were individuals like George Bush. Now, obviously, you know, I've always said through this process, I want to see the law enforcement agencies, you know, their line of thinking. I want to see how they, went through with some of this stuff. And of course, I feel like some people don't read these documentations at all. Like, for instance, EFTA 01-00147661. This is a document I'm reading. I always mention these document numbers so you yourself can look these up and read them for yourselves. You can see right over here that law enforcement agencies actually did conduct interviews of these victims, right? And in some of these interviews, they actually went down and said that the interviewee offers no supporting or corroborating evidence or witnesses that could actually be contacted. So they did, in this case, follow through, and they were like, do you have evidence of these cannibal practices? It appeared to me, again, the victim appeared to be emotionally unbalanced, not intoxicated. So yes, they're going to be blanking out the victim's names, but the law enforcement agency said, listen, we followed up, we did interviews, we tried seeing for evidence, nothing happened. This is good to actually see, right? The actual law enforcement agencies following up. I have not seen the same for every single little interview in the Epstein thing. Now, a lot of individuals have looked up things like cannibalism on various I guess you could say the Epstein, like, you know, document searches, right? And of course, you have to actually read some of these documentations. Like, for instance, Cannibal in this document, which mentions the human trafficking task force, usually just is within this one article that was scanned, talking about the history of an island and its tribal individuals, right? And like, in this case, it's like Papua New Guinea. So yeah, you have to absolutely read some of these files yourself. I know it's boring. I know that reading can be fucking difficult for some people, but you have to read and understand the context of these situations. And again, I'm not here to sit down and disprove things to cover for evil people. I think there's plenty of evil in these documents alone. We don't need to add extra seasoning to make it look worse than it is. For instance, we don't need to look at this jerky document and think, whoa, are they talking about eating children here? They probably could just be rich people sharing the fucking recipe of a jerky recipe, right? Literally, it could just be as simple as that. There are plenty of documents that do, however, discuss people, prominent individuals willing to go to an island, people being, you know, exchanged around. There are instances of co-conspirators being mentioned that are being censored. We cannot allow the situation to be so muddied with conspiracy theory and conjecture that makes people spread more misinformation. There's plenty of real horrible shit to focus on and actually, you know, seek charges for. That is unfortunately one of the things that I've been seeing. Even the LifeTouch stuff that I talked about earlier. For instance, for anybody that doesn't know, LifeTouch is a company that deals with children's school photographs. My wife actually brought this up to me. She told me, like, hey, you know, when I was a kid, she had school photos. Every one of us had school photos. In Canada, I don't know if LifeTouch was involved. Maybe they were. Well, this is a Canadian website. But, you know, she's an American, so she said there's just like a non-zero chance. Maybe her image could be in here. But I looked further into this claim, and the way that they link it actually is because of an individual known as Leon Black, somebody that was mentioned in that big Pam Bondi letter disclosure. Now, Leon Black is a billionaire investor who is tied to Jeffrey Epstein and is tied to LifeTouch through an investment company known as Apollo Global Management that actually bought the parent company Shutterfly that is hosting LifeTouch. Now, just because these purchases are there, a lot of people, parents, obviously, rightfully were a little worried, and LifeTouch had to make a statement saying nobody was sharing children's images. Now, hey, maybe they weren't, maybe they were. I don't have access to their server logs. I don't have access to their shit, so I can't take their side, and I can't necessarily go against their side. It's just he said, she said at that point. But the reality of it is that this is such a widespread case that it almost feels like every single prominent person in the U.S. was connected. I mean, it almost seems like Jeffrey Epstein was like fucking Saul Goodman, you know, or like he is connected to like every single person around you. He is like the one central fixer that I guess everyone fucking knew, right? And it also helped that he had a lot of money and he could also invest in various different points. Some of those investments probably were more sinister than one would think. Some of them could literally just be that he wanted to make money. But there has been a lot of misinformation. There's been a lot of red herrings thrown around. But we should stick to the facts of the story. And the facts are still grim. They don't need to be extra peppered than they already are. I mean, again, even on like the Epstein boards over here, they talk about things like pizza, chicken, jerky, muffin. And they talk about, you know, again, the fact that this could be about drugs, human beings, or specific acts that some are doing. Somebody says it right. I'm convinced all this food and code talk is a psyop distraction. I don't care what kind of cake or pizza or like jerky this fucking idiot eats. I care about the human beings he's victimized. And the thing that burns me the most about this story is that the government is totally okay with storing all of this information and not releasing it. Now, again, no doubt some of these 300 gigabytes of photos, videos, and documents, I think at some point it was like up there in the terabytes. Yeah, a lot of that is stuff the government can't release. But have they released every single document and video, and or have they released everything that they can legally release? Obviously not. I think it's totally 100% sane for you to be very critical of the government right now. And why aren't they releasing this information? Well, it's because I think it puts a lot of the people currently in power in a very dangerous situation. And that's really all that it kind of comes down to. You know, I think most importantly, if you're like a Pam Bondi, This is something that just ruins your reputation and career till no end. And honestly, I think anybody that's working in the FBI, the Department of Justice, if you have not taken at least somewhat of a stance against this, I think that shows me that you are completely 100% complicit. What did kind of shock me was that the DOJ, and this is an actual photograph of when Pam Bondi was crashing out in court, some people looked at the negatives for their photos and they were like, they were actually tracking the search history. So Jayapal Pramila was on that panel. They were tracking the search history of what she was looking up in the Epstein disclosure. So she was looking at, you know, the things like new Brazilian just arrived, sexy and cute, 19 years old. Obviously, we were all really interested in that. We want to know who the fuck is sending that image, right? Why would they even talk like that? And of course, you had things like Epstein victim list, all redacted. I love the torture video from Sulayem to Epstein, child exploitation and human trafficking task force PowerPoint. All of these things this congressperson was interested in. They wanted to see it unredacted and they wanted to see it exposed and brought to light. She was more interested in grabbing her search history than actually delivering justice for the victims that at the time was revealed she hadn't even fucking spoken to. That is how psychotically insane and evil this fucking bitch is, okay? And I don't mean that lightly, okay? I don't like to fucking throw that harshness at somebody, but she, if anything, deserves it, okay? 100,000 fucking percent. What is kind of insane about it too is that literally in the last day, the Department of Homeland Security was apparently subpoenaing Google, Reddit, Meta, Discord, surprisingly not X when it came to this, for criticizing ICE. So the government is more interested in you being critical of their regime than they are actually wanting to stop predators. And remember, you know, a lot of people have thrown the, well, back when Biden was around, why didn't they just fucking release the documents? Well, there was a lot of court seals around those documents at the time. But yes, you are right. This is not a left-right issue. This is the elite versus the average person. And frankly, whether you're up there, you know, whether you side with the Clintons or the Trumps or the Bidens or the whatever, right? These people are all fucking unfortunately in on it. They're in a game and you're not allowed to play, okay? It is what it is. But when you're a political party, like the current one that kind of build yourselves on like draining the swamp, you sure as hell are letting the swamp fester around longer than it needed to. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, the people that I've talked to that are the more of the right-wing focused guys, like actual friends of mine, are just so jaded with the system even more so. It's crazy that people look at demagogues like Joe Rogan and Alex Jones, and they're like, damn, these guys seem like fucking paid-for mouthpieces for the party than they actually do caring about justice. I don't think anybody should be on the side of left or right when it comes to something as disgusting as this, okay? Human trafficking and the exposing of it and seeking justice for victims is not an issue that, you know, should require people to look at what side of the aisle they're at. This is simply a, am I a human that wants justice? Or am I a monster that doesn't, that is so emotionally detached from something like this? And you should be. I mean, I guess that's where my mind is, all right? The simple as that. But yeah, the government is not focused on releasing more of this information. They're not interested in seeking actual justice. And at least the US government seems like that's where they're at. And, you know, the interesting thing about it is not everyone in the US government is on this. You got people like Massey who are fucking taking on their own party. You've got people like Ro Khanna. You have people like that Nancy Mace chick that is criticizing the DOJ for redacting all those names. You have people like Marjorie Taylor Greene, for instance, who's basically left the fucking office or is planning to leave the office. And she's had a lot to say about this situation, too. So this is something that's brought a few politicians who normally would be at each other's throats together in some way. But again, it's not something that, you know, you should look at with, what side am I on? It's something that you should look at and say, listen, this is bad. Let's seek some justice. And ultimately, at the end of the day, like I said, there have actually been real implications. People have been exposed forcibly. They force the government hand, but a lot of high-profile individuals have been brought to the limelight. And in some cases, there have actually been charges that are being sought. So even if it seems that the United States government is kind of complicit in protecting predators, it's good to see that most of the world, right, there are still respectable governments around the world that don't think the same way. And that ultimately is a silver lining. And ultimately, too, one of the things that really pisses me off here, too, is the victims, right? The victims are the ones that are getting screwed even more than before. It took a lot of bravery to come out, say your piece. And a lot of people say, why don't the victims just start naming names themselves? They're not going to do that because, first off, the amount of legal backlash they're going to be getting on their own is insane to witness. Also, this is coming from individuals who are going to say, okay, well, what evidence do you have? Share evidence. Go through that. Go on the record. Again, there are so many legal pinches that these rich guys can give, all because they're allowed to hide and the victims aren't. And that's unfortunately the reality. The victims who were brave enough to come out, now they've got bigger targets on their back. And you know, if the story dies down, maybe they might actually start dying down too. Permanently. At least that's what I have to expect. Ladies and gentlemen, the story's far from over, but I think it's more important now that people hold the government a little bit more accountable for this because, hey, this is an international human trafficking ring, okay? It's not just the U.S.'s problem. It's everyone's problem. And the faster it comes to light, the faster the rich are in the elite and the people who participated are exposed, the quicker we are internationally to draining the swamp. Maybe if all these other countries put some pressure on the U.S., maybe things will change. I don't know. But I think what we saw yesterday from the Department of Justice might be one of the most disgusting things. The U.S. has lost all moral high ground for justice. You know, this is the kind of shit that corrupt countries do, right? Like countries where, you know, they're run by like actual criminals. This is what corrupt nations are doing. The U.S. shouldn't have been one of these countries. Unfortunately, the current DOJ is absolutely ruining the reputation. And I think people should absolutely jump in. When you got people like Marjorie Taylor Greene, who comes out and basically says that all of these files were basically stopped primarily by people like Donald Trump, he fought the hardest to stop these files. I think there has to be some legal recourse. Again, I'm not a lawyer. I'm sure that some of you people who are watching this that are lawyers probably can devise of a pathway that can actually hold the government accountable. Because as of right now, they're not being accountable. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, this is me, Mudahar, and I'm out.